I'm Breezy.
And I'm Brosh.
And you are tuned in to the Top 5 Podcast,
where we give our opinions and our ratings on certain topics.
And today we present you with our Top 5 Princess Songs. So are you ready to start, Brosh? Because I am.
I am. I certainly am.
Alrighty. So let's start with our 5. Like, you know, we like it. It's one of the favorites, but it's just not one.
It's
you
just
know?
Not at the top.
Can't yeah.
I'd say my first one would have to be Make a Man Out of You by Mulan.
Mm.
But that's only because I've only seen Mulan so many times, but I've seen every other movie that I picked on this a lot. Like, a lot, right.
And that's definitely a good one. Let's hear it, bro. Yeah.
Now you see why it was
I understand. Like, that's a good choice, definitely. I love that one. So, guys, I chose for my number 5, A Oldie But Goodie, A Dream Is A Wish Your Heart Makes by Cinderella. I feel like the song is just so nostalgic and dreamy, you know? I just love that one.
Like, I didn't know she sung in that movie. I'm going to be honest. I never knew she sung.
So basically, I just got to show you the song, right?
All right. You got to show me.
In dreams, you will lose your heartache.
Oh, was this at the beginning of the movie?
Yeah. I don't really know where it was, but I love it. It's so dreamy and nostalgic. I just love that song, you know?
If I was going for a nostalgia song, I would have to pick one of the songs from Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
Because those are what put me to sleep after I'm watching it.
Those are some pretty good songs. So let's get into our number 4. You know, we're coming up the list now. What's yours?
Up there. I would have to say mine is How Far I'll Go by Moana, because she ate that song up, to be honest. But it wasn't my top 3 for a certain reason. That's because I heard it so much. Like, everyone was so hype about Moana for so long, I got sick of it, to be honest.
Yeah, I understand.
And let me play a clip.
How far it goes, if the wind, my sail on the sea stays behind me.
Listen, I don't know what instruments are in the background back there, but that song is amazing.
They
put together beautifully. Yep. I love it. I see why that one was definitely your 4. For my 4, I chose a song from Princess and the Frog. It's a pretty exciting song. I think you'll like this one, Brush. I hope you will.
I love Princess and the Frog in general.
Yeah.
This song was in there. I would have had that on my list entirely. My top 1, 2, and 3. I forgot
that
how good this song was.
That song was definitely one of my greatest takeaways from that movie. That song was so amazing. And it just stays in your head, too. Like, going down the bayou. Going down the bayou. I just love that song so much. Oh, my gosh.
It's so exciting to hear. Like, and you see all the dancing fireflies in that scene, too. I was hyped watching
yes,
this.
Yes, the visuals hyped. Make the song so much better. So what's your number 3?
My number 3 was Beauty and the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. No one remembers this song, but I do. And let me play a clip for you, because I know once you hear it, you'll remember.
Rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
It's so pretty to be.
Yes, it makes you want to cry. Like,
and it was during the snowball scene. I'm like, ah, no.
I know. That one is so cute. I love that sound, definitely. That one's a good song.
Thank
That's
you.
A good choice, Brosh. Maybe I should have had that on my list. But unfortunately, I didn't. For my number 3, I chose Under the Sea. Now, this is one of the most underrated Disney princess songs.
I have to say, because nobody ever gets hype about it. Be like, I think I want to listen to A Part of Your World. But no. We got to check Under the Sea out. It's always been great.
It is. Let me play a clip for you guys.
What more are you looking for? Under the sea. Under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
Definitely one of my favorites because it's not your princess. It's not your typical Disney princess song. You know, it sounds very different.
It's like it has such a certain style to it with like the one singing it, that's why he put so much style into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that the style was in it in general. Everything else, every other song was good, I'll say it, but Under the Sea, that did hit different.
Yeah, definitely hits different. Speaking of hitting different, what's your number two?
When I'm Human. One of the first songs in that movie.
Taking it back to Princess and the Frog, okay.
Has to be my favorite movie of all time.
Play a clip for us, Brosh.
All right. I just love the trumpet part.
Literally.
Like, it's the trumpet part that always be eating up every time I listen to it.
Best part for sure, for sure. All of the trumpets, like...
I love trumpets in like, general. Like, yes. In any song, be like, that got to hit different.
Right. Back to what you were saying about Under the Sea, mm-hmm. the style of that song is very different.
Like, in the instrumental. Like, it has to be in instrumentals. The voice, yeah. The voices can hit, but once you got the instruments in it, now you got a whole nother beat.
I know, right? It sounds so good. I love that one.
What's your number three?
My
number two.
Yeah.
I'm bad with numbers.
My number two is actually something that was on your list. So
okay. It
must be good because it's making an appearance again. Great minds think alike, you know?
Yep.
But it's definitely How Far I'll Go by Moana.
I think what made the song so good to, I think, the both of us was because it was used twice.
You remember? It was.
Yeah, yeah,
in the movie.
Like, when she was singing, and then she was all sad and singing. I'm like,
So it's only right that we use it twice,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Gotta
definitely.
Have it. Gotta have that repetition.
Yeah, and I felt like I just had to play it again because was that not pleasant to hear? Like, honestly, that song was just so pleasant to hear. I feel like we're making it to the big boy, Brosh. Like, I'm really anxious to see your one. So it got to be something good. It's got to be something good.
It's something amazing. I've always liked the song since I was little. It's called Friends on the Other Side, Princess and the Frog. As you can tell, you probably can guess what my favorite Disney movie is.
Yeah, that one's a good one. Give us a play.
All right. Just gotta see, like, it was so good back in the day. When you're little watching it, you see this man with like skull makeup on his face. I was sitting there watching, I'm like, that has to be fire. Like, that has to be a great song.
I know, yeah. You gotta see the movie. Like you said, you gotta see the movie because that's a significant part. The are you ready? Are you ready?
Transformation Central.
I love that one.
And it's the so shadow cool. play.
Oh, yeah. That's really cool.
Shadows used to have me. His shadow, I was shaking in my boots. I was scared.
Real. So.
Your big one. That's your number one.
Favorite. This is my favorite one. And I don't know, Brosh. I feel like mine is definitely top of yours.
I bet it is.
I'm just kidding. But no, I don't know. I mean, I actually saw that this is one of the most liked Princess songs.
Really?
I was like, that's surprising. I definitely thought I was the only one who knew this song, but hey, whatever.
Was it like not a big song in its movie?
It was. I'm not sure why I thought I was the only one who knew the song.
I mean, sometimes people just don't appreciate the ones that are big.
Yeah, I definitely agree because I've never really heard anyone say they like the movie that much. So before I even get into it, I know we're building up some anticipation. I'm just going to play it for you guys, okay? Listen, the only reason I chose this one is because Reflection from Mulan is one of those songs that you can play wherever and it will hit the same. Whether you're in the car, the shower, prepping for a game, like whatever you're doing, that song will hit, you know? And then just the meaning behind the song,
exactly. The
lyrics, the instruments in the back.
Mm-hmm. I think the meaning behind the entire movie was that powerful. Like, that song was just like a whole, that whole power move. It was the main hit of the movie.
Right. It definitely was. And then, like, the timing of the song in the movie, it's also one of those, like, you gotta see it to
like,
understand how
to
good it is.
It.
Yeah. I definitely think our top five list is pretty good.
Like, I have to say, that was pretty, That was pretty, you know, top five-ish.
We got some bangers on there, definitely. And I hope you all enjoyed our top five podcast. Be back to tune into our next one. We'll see you guys later. We're out.
Bye.